CBSI in the World. I'm John Batts with Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. And we're looking now at the economies of Latin America through these last years of crisis. Crisis that is not relieved in any fashion because the pandemic is still with us. And Joseph, the general concern, and this comes from an article in the Economist magazine, is that the economies never strong are now so hobbled, damaged, badly hurt by the pandemic that they'll need extraordinary means, not the usual regular over the years IMF or World Bank intervention, but something else. What is that else? What are they thinking now collectively? I don't want to pick on individual countries because they have international trade, but they certainly do look right now, even though the pandemic's not done, and we have summertime coming on in Latin America again, thankfully, even though it's not done, the recovery looks incomplete.
Yeah, John, I think what we're seeing in Latin America is kind of a division where some countries are looking to fix their economies in terms of both inward in fixing the economic policies within their countries in order to boost international trade and foreign investment. Then there's another set of countries that are moving towards more inward policies where they're essentially trying to add more regulations, add more public spending, and essentially align themselves, also looking for investment, but aligning themselves with countries like China and Russia for that investment. And what I think here, you know, and I mentioned this before, Jenna, Latin America is perhaps the region most badly hit by the virus in terms of economics. It was the last region infected by the coronavirus. And by extension, it was one of the regions under the longest period of lockdowns. And as we know, the lockdowns have tremendous impacts on the economies of a country. And so according to the IMF, last year, Latin America as a whole, as an aggregate, fell about 9%, give or take, in its regional GDP. And upwards of 50 million people were added below the poverty line. So Latin America was hit hard. This year, they are on a path to recovery. But as I mentioned, there's diverging ways of having to recover. And my only, I think, real comment to the governments of Latin America is they can't just think about trade and foreign investment. Those are important elements to economic growth. But they also have to think of how they're going to fix institutionally the economic policies in their country, particularly deregulation and mass public spending. Because if you attract foreign investment and have high levels of trade, but you have too many regulations and massive public spending, you actually kill the benefits from that trade and that investment. So I think they have to look at their economies holistically. Some governments like Ecuador and others are doing that. Others are lagging behind.
The Economist reports that debt loads 100% of GDP in Argentina, Belize, and Jamaica. In Brazil, interest rates are adding to the cost of borrowing. I could go on for listing the states, but my general understanding from this article in The Economist and our conversation over the last year is that the governments, and there are different versions of governments throughout the region, have been looking for a magical thinking solution, which is named China. Is that a fair generalization, Joseph? They've all thought China is going to bail us out, so no worries.
Yeah, I think it's fair in the sense that the last time the world went through a major financial crisis, we're talking about the 2008-2009 financial crisis, Latin America wasn't hit as hard as the rest of the world. And one of the reasons was because China came and bailed it out. But that was a different time, and that was a time when there was the commodity super cycle. Commodities such as oil and minerals were at all-time high in prices in global markets. And that was also a time where China had a lot more cash to spend. China's economy is not doing well, like many economies in the world, and the commodity super cycle has ended. So in this sense, I think some Latin American countries are certainly going to turn to China, but they'll be highly disappointed that China may be signing deals and looking at investments, but they don't have the level of investment capability that they once had in the first decade or even the beginning of the second decade of the 21st century. But some countries are looking at the United States as well because they see that with the shift from far-shoring with manufacturing companies, industrial companies based in China moving out of the country and perhaps moving to nearshoring here in the Western Hemisphere. Many countries are looking to reap the benefits of that shift. However, as I mentioned before, as the companies move out of China and look for other places to install their manufacturing for their industry, they're looking at also stable markets. And that's where I think Latin America has to do a lot of work. They have to convince these companies that they are a stable country with a stable market that would be beneficial for these companies to put their manufacturing industries inside Latin America.
What you're speaking to is the supply chain and supply chain trade. And according to the Economist reporting, Latin America did not take up that possibility. Mexico certainly is prominent, but the rest of Latin America did not. And the question now, with China being suspect as a source, as a dominating source of the supply chain, we're looking at those container ships off California. We're looking at the price of containers. We're certainly looking at the uncertainty of Chinese governance. There is another chance. However, there is this puzzle. Is Latin America seeking the supply chain? Are the others, are the countries other than Mexico coming forward with deals or winning? There's a thinking, you know, the rule of four. I've learned this recently, Joseph, where no more than 25% of the goods that you need should come from one source, China, or no more than 25% should land at one port. That would be Long Beach or Los Angeles or other ports in the Gulf. None of that is being followed today. Latin America would be an obvious handoff to another source of goods when the world runs into trouble, such as we are now. Is that conversation ongoing, or is that utopian, Joseph?
No, John, I like it. I like the rule of four. And I like it because it makes things very simple. And unfortunately, I would say that Latin America is not adapting or following the rule of four. Many times they are going to China more specifically to look for that foreign investment. And in terms of ports, many times China has, you know, over 40 port infrastructure projects throughout Latin America. Many of the countries are allowing that to happen because they feel that the investment is going to overall increase their labor and other kind of benefits to their economies. But it's solely focused on one or two ports per country. In the case of Peru, for instance, China is building its largest Pacific Coast port outside of Lima. And they're not doing that anywhere else in the coast, where there's upwards of 10, 15 ports throughout the coast of Peru. So I think that rule of four definitely applies, and I think Latin America is failing on that.
Joseph Umar is the executive director of Secure Free Society. He's in the Washington area. This is New World Report, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.